I just had two questions, one looking back just from a situation in the game and then one looking forward. To start looking back, I was curious if you could just revisit the thinking at the end of the game just with how you guys managed the end-of-game situation. What was the mindset there and how you felt that played out for you guys? What was the thought process there, obviously, running up, trying to run out the clock or weighing risk-reward?
Well, it played out pretty much exactly the way we thought it would. We knew they had one timeout. We expected to be punting the ball with about 15 seconds, which is pretty much what it was. And didn't want to go through any handoffs or take any chance on any exchanges and the penetration, you know, like the play to happen on the goal line, anything like that. And we felt we'd be able to, you know, secure the ball, punt it back to him with in the neighborhood of 15 seconds, and then that would leave them probably at the most two, possibly one play, depending on what happened on the punt, whether the ball was returned or when it went out of bounds or whatever. So and we'd have to defend one play. And in the end, we felt like defending the Hail Mary was better than taking any chances at all, handing the ball off, which I'm not sure how much more time that would have run off the clock anyway. Maybe a couple seconds, I don't know, but getting the first down and, you know, throwing the ball and all that wasn't really part of that, part of our thinking at that point in that game.
And then looking ahead, Bill, what I don't know how much, I assume you've gotten into the Colts a little bit this morning. What do you see from them now as you've sort of started this process that maybe is looks different to you than from November 16th?
I think they've improved in every area, gotten, you know, more production in their running game, and with the backs, you know, Moncrief's become more a part of the passing game. Got a lot of production out of the tight ends, offensive lines. You know, even though they've had a couple moving parts in there, I think they're playing well. You know, defensively, and getting Jones back is, you know, that's definitely helped them. They're playing just good team defense. Big trips in the return game, so, you know, he gives them an explosive player there. So, I think they're good in all three phases of the game. And obviously, they got a great kicker. They've improved the return game. Excellent punter, kickoff guys, so, you know, they do a good job on field position in those areas, so they've improved their return game, their overall balance offensively, and they're playing well on defense.
Hey, Bill. Brady just said that you guys had a good game against Andy last time out. It was a big game for Jonas Gray and the ground game. But you guys are going to have to be more balanced, being able to run and throw. Do you agree with him, especially after watching yesterday against Denver?
Well, I think, you know, you go into every game with a, you know, an idea, a plan. But, you know, in the end, during the game, you do what you feel like you need to do to win. So we'll do whatever we feel like we need to do to win.
Morning, Coach. Thanks, Stacy. Hey, Coach, just more about Andrew Luck. You know, I know how much you know about him, but his running game, yesterday on the telecast, Phil Sims alluded to the fact that the way they've modified it somewhat was that they've been releasing a hot receiver when he begins to run. I didn't know whether that was something you had seen. I noticed about him with his, you know, he's a tremendous young quarterback. And also about their offense, you know, they play with the two and three tight ends. I didn't know if that was something that had changed since the November 16th game. And then the other thing, watching the film on Luck, is when he rolls, and obviously everybody's less effective when they're throwing off their back foot, but is he less effective when he's rolling left and then passing or right passing? I didn't know whether that was something it also noticed. Thank you.
Well, on the And I think he throws the ball well on the run. He's definitely very dangerous to make plays with his legs. You know, he had the bootleg for a touchdown against Denver yesterday that got called back. But, I mean, that's the kind of play that, I don't know, they're on about the 8 or 9 yard line, whatever it was. And, you know, those are the kind of plays that he can make and make pretty easily.
Yeah.
So, as well as getting out of the pocket and extending plays and all that. So, I think he's good at those things. I think those are definitely a strength for him. What was the second question, Bob?
I also want to add to this. Is he better?
The tight ends. Yeah. No. They.
Yes.
No, they
exactly. Right. Right.
Personnel groups. Yeah.
Doyle.
Three tight ends. With Doyle. The two tight ends. It could be any combination there. However they do it. Because they do use all three combinations there between Allen, Flinger, and Doyle. You know, it could be two of the three. And the same thing when they go to three wide receivers, and it could be it's usually Flinger or
Allen,
but occasionally it's Doyle. And then there's some four receivers, that third receiver being either Moncrief or Nix, but there's some four receivers where you could get both of them. And then there's quite a bit of empty in their offense as well, where there's no backs in the backfield, whether that's a back split out or it could be some combination of receivers and tight ends that adds up to five that, gets them into an empty set. So they use a lot of different personnel groups, and they make you defend it all. The tight ends are different, but they are all tight ends, so they the ability to create bigger formations, but they can also spread out. And Allen and Fleener in particular are good pass receivers. They can get downfield and they're big targets. So the passing game is still a pretty serious concern, even when they have three tight ends in the game, because it's usually Hilton as the other guy too. So if you get, I don't think you want to, leave him. I don't think you want to just give him as much space as you can. So you have to be aware of them packing everybody in, but then leaving Hilton out there by himself.
Hi, Bill. Just wanted to ask you about a couple of plays from the other night. The first one was on the double pass. I know both you and Tom explained how the Ravens blitz on that particular play kind of helped open things up a little bit and maybe gave Julian a little bit more time to throw. Was there something about that situation that you guys as the coaching staff maybe expected them to play that kind of defense? I know it's impossible to know what they're going to do, but I just was wondering if maybe you might be looking for something like that. And then the other play was a punt in the second quarter. Steven Gostkowski was out there instead of Ryan. And so just was wondering why he was out there. Obviously, we know he can punt from last year, but just wondering kind of what went into that situation. I know Ryan eventually came out after the delay of game and punted anyway.
Right. Well, all right, then I'll talk about that play for obvious reasons. Will everybody else figure out we're doing enough? On the double pass, I would say that there's no way I would sit here and say we knew that's what they were going to do. But I would also say it wasn't a surprise when they brought the nickel back, we had heard him on first down. Gained like 9 yards on first down, and that created a second and short. And then we went on the quarterback sneak. And then, so it was kind of, first down again, and it didn't surprise us that we got some kind of pressure to try to, not let us get another, first down or 8 or 9 yard gain or that kind of thing to try to create a second and long. So, it's like playing the percentages. We thought we would get one of their base calls or possibly some pressure in that situation, and we ended up getting pressure, so that's how it was.
Bill, going back to the other night with the, the four-man line, I guess is the best way to describe it. I know there's very few ideas in football that are, a lot of them have been done already, and I know that coaches in Central Mass out in this area have utilized that in the past. And I know if you could shed some insight into how you guys came across that.
It's a play that it's a situation that I saw another team like use, kind of, and then we talked about it and, thought about ways maybe to put some pressure on the defense with that type of, that concept of having more receivers on the field than were actually eligible, to make them ineligible instead of making ineligible guys eligible to go the other way around. So we came up with a few ideas. But
I don't know if
the origin of that play was, from the NFL, and what they did wasn't, but it's sparked some ideas, and we did what we did.
Well, my question, Bill, was on the same topic, but do you anticipate, if you want to, being able to use that same type of scenario again against Indianapolis? Have you heard from the league about anything that might prevent that?
Like what?
Some interpretation of the how it was officiated might change or something. I don't know what the Ravens are saying.
Like
they didn't have enough.
They're...
Yeah. Okay. Give more time to the defense?
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean, that happens all the time. You come in on the punt team, ineligible guys report as eligible. They line up as guards and tackles on the punt team. The center, most of the center's numbers in the NFL are eligible players that report ineligible. And then they cover punts. We've seen it on offense. We've seen it on, particularly see a lot on special teams in the punting game. Not so much on the field goals because you have your linemen protected in there. But I mean, I'd say it happens in every game on the punt team. So I don't, you're allowed to do that. We did it. I don't really understand what the question is.
Well,
about the rules, you should talk to the NFL rules people and let them tell you about it.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. But thanks.
Okay.
Bill, just to follow up on that, I want to make sure I heard that right. Did you say you it was another NFL team that you saw doing something similar to that, and which sparked some ideas internally on different things to do? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I think you see it every week. I'd venture to say I couldn't remember the last time that I haven't seen that. Haven't seen an eligible receiver report as an ineligible player. The National Football League, I'd say that happens every week.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the natural follow-up is, I'm not sure if you heard Coach Harbaugh's remarks. He felt like it was deceptive substitution. I was curious if you had a reaction to just his reaction.
No.
Hi, Bill. I know he... made a big play on Saturday, but how would you describe Daron Harmon's overall progression through the course?
I talked a lot about Daron after the game. Nothing's really changed. I mean, he's one of the hardest working guys we have on our team. Really smart, dependable. Works extremely hard, 12 months a year, doing everything he can in the weight room, in the film room, on the practice field. I think he's one of the hardest working players we have on our team, well respected, even though he's a young guy, because of the way he professionally goes about his job and the effort that he gives to do it, whatever it is, whether it's on defense or in the kicking game.
Yeah, Bill, the last two games you guys played against Indy, you ran for over 200 yards both times. I'm wondering, why were you able to be so successful in those cases, and what improvements have you seen in their run defense since then to make them tougher at that?
All right, those games were what they were. There are a lot of things that happened in other games that we've played. This is a new matchup. It's a new situation. You know, we'll just see what happens this week. I don't know. And that's why we'll all be watching the game on Sunday to see how it unfolds. I think any of us really have any idea. We'll just have to see.